The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yeah, you know, that's the past. This is the now, and so I just know what we're about to go out there and try to do. I know it's going to be a great game. I know that there is a rivalry between these two teams, and happy to be part of it. And I think it's going to be a fun game.
Nathaniel Hackett joins the Broncos-Raiders rivalry. And for all the things that are at stake this week, how about just the idea of we got to reverse some recent history against the Raiders? 1-6 in their last seven.
That's pathetic. That's horrible.
Coming from somebody who was, what were you again? 11-1?
11-1. That's horrible. And listen, this it has nothing to do with this staff or this quarterback or does have something to do with some of these players, but you know. They've lost six of the last seven to the Raiders? Unacceptable. Yeah. They need a breakout. This is a breakout game. Let's go.
Just think about it. You can get another big win, get to 3-1, and you can effectively eliminate the Raiders from playoff contention. And the team that knocks the Raiders out of playoff contention, Josh McDaniels' Raiders out of contention,
yes,
is the Denver Broncos. How sweet would that be? Next on the Morning Brew.
I think Cortland Sutton's a rock star, man. This guy's special. Just how he goes and tacks the football, how he makes plays, and how he's so focused in the meetings, and how he leads guys. And, you know, he's great in the weight room. I mean, this guy's doing everything he can just to be phenomenal, and he already is. And so the sky's the limit for him. He's got so much capability. I think people need to know who Cortland Sutton is, and they're starting to really recognize how special he really is.
He's great in the weight room.
You hear his voice when he said, when he makes plays.
He's great in the weight room.
Great in the weight room.
I mean, I tell you what, there's nothing I think of like when I'm like, wow, that receiver. Man, how good is he in the weight room?
It's spicy.
He is spicy.
Okay.
I love our quarterback.
I love our quarterback. We're going to talk a lot about our quarterback coming up here in the next segment. State of the unions and everything like that. So, Cortland Sutton.
Yes. Yes.
In your travels around the NFL, who does Cortland Sutton remind you of?
Ooh. That is a good question. He's a big body guy.
I don't ask poor questions.
You don't?
I don't.
Wow. You're so wise. I'm just going to start calling you Sensei.
Only good questions.
You don't ask the bad ones.
No.
Coach, did Josh Allen... Oh, I'm sorry.
Bingo. Go ahead.
Yes.
Continue.
Exhibit A.
I
don't know. That's a good question. Who does he remind me of? He's a big body guy.
Yeah. Not a big burner, though. Not super, super fast.
No, he's not like lift the top of coverage speed, but he's got good enough speed to get deep. He's got great, from a possession standpoint. I don't... That's a good question.
You need some time to think about it?
Yeah.
I'll let you think about it.
Did you have somebody in mind?
No. No, not right off the top of my head, no.
Yeah, you just threw it out there.
I just threw it out there. You're the one that breaks down film every week. I don't.
I know, but I'm
You're the one that's the self-proclaimed football expert.
I've never claimed to be an expert.
Oh, right. Mark Schlereth.
Have you ever heard me say, I'm a football expert?
Just oozes humility.
Wait, have you ever heard me say?
It seems to me like you're an expert, Mark.
Mike. Oh, I have said you are.
Next on the Morning Bro.
Wait.
Didn't like the penalties, discipline, calls, all of it, you know? Like 8 times we're putting on the power play. I felt like we controlled the first period, especially 5-on-5, or our breakdowns at the end of the second period, 5-on-5, were terrible. Missed coverage and on a few of them, they all kind of happen the same way. So we'll look at it and go through it and teach it.
Well, the Avalanche sending out their C squad again, losing at Vegas 7-1. Okay, at some point now, are we going to have to start to put the scrutiny to Jared Bednar, why aren't you playing your guys in the preseason?
Ooh.
Hmm?
Are you basically saying this is kind of reminiscent of what went on in camp here with the Broncos?
I'm just saying. When is Jared Bednar going to come out and say, wait until you see us in February? That's the hockey equivalent of December.
Mm, I don't know. I'm trying to look at the math. Is it? I think it's more November.
No. No. Hackett says we did what we did so that we'll be fresh in December at the end of the season. You start the season here in a couple of weeks, so you are fresh in the end of the season. March, February, March, April.
Right. That's what I'm saying is I think the equivalent think is not February.
April.
Yeah.
April.
Okay.
Wait until you see
I thought your
April.
Months were off.
You're right.
Your math months
Let's
were
go
off.
With April. I like
right.
that.
See, that makes more sense.
But I do think that this is sort of a precursor. This is what we should expect. And I think what's smart is the idea that, look, you just came off a long season, very short off season, right back into
Correct.
It. You know you're going to be there now. This is no longer a question of if. It's just a matter of they'll be there and then go about defending the cup. So I would think that that's got to be part of the organizational strategy is to work these guys in slowly.
Oh,
which I think is exceptionally smart. I don't want to see them in preseason games. Who needs to?
I don't know. Do you need to? Yeah,
maybe one game.
Okay, well,
one
how
game,
come?
One game.
Okay, I was just gonna say, how come you had to see Russell in the preseason?
Well, because he's brand new to this staff and to the players. They need to gel. They need some continuity.
Well, you don't.
As
think
veterans don't need any continuity or gelling.
I think everybody needs a little gelling and continuity.
All right, one game, one preseason game. Away we go. Next in the Morning Brew.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it.
Yes, TV. Aaron Judge hit number 61 last night in Toronto. Tying Roger Maris for the all-time single-season home run record. I do not acknowledge those steroid abusers
Mike Evans, all-time. You should send him a letter of congratulations.
I will. Letter of authenticity. Yeah, I was going to go with authentication, but
authentication?
Authentication. A letter of jeesh. Whoa. You are made radio history
don't
here.
Don't blame me, Blabber.
Letter of authentication.
Letter of authentication.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, now? Exactly. I'm struggling with that one.
Mike Evans, heretofore announce you as the official. He's only tied the record.
He's
not officially.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's tied.
He and Roger Maris.
That's correct. That'll do it. Congratulations to Aaron Judge. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.